So in this narration, the narrator is Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, and he is Abu Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, al-Qurashi al-Adawi radiyallahu anhuma. Him and his father, both they are from the companions, and his father is the best of the companions after Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhum jami'an. His kunya is Abu Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, al-Qurashi al-Adawi. Al-Qurashi al-Adawi. They're from the tribe of Quraysh, and after that, the tribe of Bani Adi. And he aslama Abdullah bi Mecca ma'a abihi Umar radiyallahu anhuma walam yukun balagha yawma idhin. And Abdullah, he accepted Islam in Mecca. He accepted Islam in Mecca along with his father Umar, and he had not even reached the age of puberty at that time. Wahajara Abdullah ma'a abihi Umar radiyallahu anhuma ila al-Madina. And Abdullah, he migrated along with his father Umar to al-Madina radiyallahu anhuma. Wa Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma huwa ahadul mukthirina fi riwayati min as-sahabati al-kiram radiyallahu anhum wa ahad al-abadila al-arba'a. And Abdullah ibn Umar, he's from those companions who had narrated more than 1,000 narrations. And he's from those who are considered al-mukthirun. And he's those who narrated many narrations. And what that means is over 1,000 narrations in the books of hadith. Abdullah ibn Umar, he's from them. And also he's from al-abadila al-arba'a. And there's seven from the companions radiyallahu anhum. They're known as al-mukthiruna as-sab'a, the seven noble companions who narrated more than 1,000 narrations in the books of hadith. And it's come in the lines of poetry, al-mukthiruna fi riwayat al-athar Abu Hurayrata yalihi ibn Umar wa Anasun wa al-bahru kal-kudri وَجَابِرٌ وَزَوْجَةُ النَّبِيِّ وَجَابِرٌ وَزَوْجَةُ النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُكْثِرُونَ فِي رِوَايَةِ الْأَثَرِ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ يَلِيهِ إِبْنُ عُمَرَ. First is Abu Huraira, and after him is Ibn Umar. وَأَنَسٌ وَالْبَحْرُ الْبَحْرُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنُ عَبَّاسٍ كَالْخُدْرِي أَبُو سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِي وَجَابِرٌ جَابِر بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ وَزَوْجَةُ النَّبِيِّ وَجَابِرٌ وَزَوْجَةُ النَّبِيِّ. And Jabir and the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يعني Aisha radiyallahu anha wa ana sahabati ajma'in. فَهُمُ الْمُكْفِرُونَ فِي رِوَايَةِ الْأَثَرِ. They are those who have narrated more than 1,000 narrations on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he's from them radiyallahu anhuma, and also he's from al-abadila al-arba'a, the four from the younger companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all having the same name, Abdullah. And they are Abdullah ibn Umar, who we have here, and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, and Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhuma. These are four noble companions, all from the youth. From the noble companions, they all had the same name, Abdullah. They're known as al-Abadila al-Arba'a min al-Sahaba al-Kiram radiyallahu anhum. Wa kana min awiyati al-ilm. Likewise, Abdullah, he was from the great carriers of knowledge. Wa min ashadd an-nasi itiba'an li al-athar. And he was from the sternest of the people to hold fast and to follow the narrations. Qad istusghira عن أحد وشاهد الخندق وما بعدها من المشاهد مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he was considered too young to partake in the battle of Uhud, but the first battle that he participated in and that he witnessed was the battle of the trench. And he attended and participated the rest of the battles along with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after that. وهو شقيق حفصة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنهما. And he is the blood brother of Hafsa, the mother of the believers. One of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أمهما زينب بنت مذعون. Their mother, her name is Zainab bint Mad'un. وكان أشبه ولد عمر بعمر عبد الله رضي الله عنهما. From the sons of Umar ibn al-Khattab, those who resembled him most was his son Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما. وأشبه ولد عبد الله بعبد الله سالم ibn Abdullah. And from those who resembled Abdullah the most from his sons was his son Salim. Salim ibn Abdullah. Salim ibn Abdullah. And some of the people of knowledge have considered Salim ibn Abdullah to be from al-Fuqaha al-Saba'ah. To be from al-Fuqaha al-Saba'ah, the seven great scholars of fiqh and jurisprudence and hadith that were alive in al-Madinah in the time of the Tabi'een, that were alive in Medina in the time of the Tabi'een. In the time of the Tabi'een, some of the scholars they mention from them is Salim ibn Abdullah rahimahullahu ta'ala. Rawa ilman kathiran an an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa an Abi Bakr wa Umar wa an as-sabiqin radiyallahu anhum. And Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, he narrated great knowledge, vast knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise from Abu Bakr as well as Umar and a number of the first and foremost to accept Islam from the sabiqin al-awwalin min al-muhajirin wa al-ansar. Qala al-imam Malik, baqiya ibn Umar ba'da an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 60 sana يَقْدَمُ عَلَيْهِ وُفُودُ النَّاسِ. That Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he lived after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 60 years. For 60 years, and the delegations, they would come to him and travel to meet him and learn and benefit from him. So he's from those who carried the sunnah on after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and living after him for 60 years, teaching the people and clarifying the deen of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَهُ مَنَاقِبُ وَفَضَائِلُ كَثِيرًا. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he has many great virtues and praiseworthy qualities and traits. تُوفِيَ بِمَكَّةَ سَنَةَ 73. He died in Mecca radiallahu anhu in the year 73. In the year 73. In the year 73.